dozens of students, smartly dressed in business attire, congregate on a Friday afternoon in a large lecture hall in Penn State University Park's Lewis Katz building. They're not here for class. They're here to take part in a simulation of a UN peace conference.
Welcome to all of you to this simulation with the Army War College. Thank you all for coming.
Dennis Jett organized the event for the School of International Affairs. He's a professor at Penn State and a former U.S. ambassador. On the students' agenda for the simulated peace conference is the resolution of the complicated problem of territorial disputes in the South China Sea. While the problem is based on a real-life issue, in this scenario, the conflict has escalated to an alarming and violent degree.
Ban Ki-moon has asked me to tell you that the work that you have on your hands is work of extreme importance.
Richard Butler is a professor at the School of International Affairs and a former ambassador for Australia. He's playing the part of a UN special representative overseeing the negotiations.
No one else can do this but you.
The simulation, called the International Strategic Crisis Negotiation Exercise, was originally created by the Army War College to train high-level international military officers, but it was adapted for universities about 10 years ago. It's designed to give hands-on experience in negotiation, strategizing, and diplomacy to those who might someday have the task of resolving real-world conflicts.
All right, so might as well start reading up on our specific country.
Here's how it works. The students act as delegates for seven countries, which make up the teams. Weeks before the exercise even begins, they were given a thick packet containing information about the scenario and their country-specific objectives. The actual simulation centers on a series of negotiation sessions among the country teams. While the exercise is largely student-driven, faculty members like Jett and Army War College personnel are on hand to lend guidance drawn from their own career experience.
So what you're trying to say is that you'd be a better partner working with than either Japan or the United States.
Chloe Myers and Thomas Hayter are in a conference room for the first negotiation session. They represent India and the Philippines, respectively. Each negotiation session lasts half an hour, and they come in quick succession. After the first negotiation session, the mood is positive. Jeremy Rupp, a first-year School of International Affairs graduate student, is the leader of Team Philippines.
I am optimistic, especially after my first meeting. It seems that some sort of negotiation to find some sort of solution to the problem is popular.
But by the next morning, tensions are high, ties are loose, and jackets are off. Tables are strewn with empty coffee cups. Rupp and his teammates aren't feeling so confident anymore.
I mean, they didn't show any movement at all.
China showed no movement, period.
Yeah.
Like, on anything.
Myers of Team India is equally frustrated.
China's holding up the negotiations. Worst case scenario, military action, war.
But across the building, law student Nicole Anderson, who is acting the part of legal advisor for Team China, has a different line.
I think China is very positive in working with the other countries, and we have a very honest effort that we're putting forward in making sure that there can be economic development in the region.
After some tense meetings and a report of an attack that may or may not be made up, the exercise concludes. Things don't end neatly. A resolution is signed, but by just some of the countries. But even those who don't agree with the outcome, like Shreya Chadha from Team USA, say it was a worthwhile experience.
We got to learn so much about how you were supposed to negotiate. And since most of us, that's what we're going to do, it was an absolutely wonderful exercise.
I'm very, very impressed. I think they were diligent, hardworking. They didn't buckle under their pressure, and they got into role very well.
Colonel Sam White is the leader of a group representing the Army War College at the event. He's the deputy director of the Center for Strategic Leadership and Development at the college. White says the simulation accurately reflects real life, where countries have varied and sometimes irreconcilable objectives. And the point of the exercise isn't to win or lose.
Now, the goal is to expand their skills, to allow students to experience strategic negotiations.
Professor Jett says this kind of experience is key, especially for the students in the School of International Affairs. The two-year graduate program offers a professional master's degree. Most of the graduates go on to professional, not academic, fields.
The students will go out and get a job in the real world. We want to equip them with the skills to perform well in that setting. And so it's a question of providing them the skills, the ability to work as part of a team, to negotiate, the ability to work with other people who have different points of view.
And that's what the two-day exercise is all about, giving students the opportunity to experience firsthand the kinds of situations and challenges they might encounter on a day-to-day basis in a future job. And when you're talking about resolving international crises, the more experience, the better. I'm Kate Lau-Schaffner, WPSU.